Game 3 of 4 between the Nationals and Reds. There's the all-star Daniel Murphy. Let's take it to the top of the first. Murphy facing Homer Bailey.
Murph 2 for 4. High in the air to right. They tried to get Murphy inside. See you later. 2-0 Nationals. 4-2 game. Murphy down the line. See you later. 2 for Murphy today and 5 RBIs puts him at 71.
Hernandez sets. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air to deep right. But the warning track at the wall. It is gone. And the Nationals now built themselves a big 9-2 lead.
The Nationals leading the Reds 9-3. And a breaking ball pulled deep to left. Fair into the corner. A long home run for Anthony Rendon. It's 10-3. Here's Jose Lobaton. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high drive to right center deep for Lobaton. Hamilton drifting back. And there it goes. The Nationals have a dozen on the board. It's 12-3.
14-4 Nationals is your final score. The Nationals are now riding a four-game winning streak. Tanner Roark gets the win 6 innings, no earned runs on 4 hits while striking out 5. Homer Bailey goes 4 innings, 8 runs on 8 hits. He drops to 2-3. Big trade day for the Nationals. They send Blake Treinen and 2 minor league prospects to the Athletics for Ryan Madsen and Sean Doolittle. Here's what Nationals GM Mike Rizzo had to say.
Well, with Madsen and Doolittle, we get two, you know, quality human beings first and foremost. You know, great teammates, guys that are experienced in what they're going to do. We get guys with big stuff that have pitched at the end of baseball games. You know, both of them are capable of getting the final 3 outs, and I think it's something that'll stabilize our entire bullpen.
How quickly did this one come together?
Well, you know, there's conversations that we had with Oakland for a couple of weeks. It kind of focused in on one of the relievers, and then kind of in the later moments, a day or so ago, it morphed into a bigger deal when we expanded the deal to add both of the Oakland relievers. Probably came together pretty quick.
Were you looking for guys that have experience at the back end, guys that could close potentially?
Guys, it's nice to have guys who have done it before, have done it in big games, who've pitched in playoff games and that type of thing. So that had a lot to do with it. But, you know, I think the ability and the stuff was important to us. They performed, you know, great throughout their careers. They performed really well this year. One's left-handed, one's right-handed. That gives us a little bit more balance in the bullpen. And they're both capable of getting out, both lefty and right-handed hitters. So they're very versatile. They no egos. They're capable of pitching the 8th and 9th inning. They've both done it. And, you know, we're really happy with the acquisition.
Do you expect to settle on one guy for the 9th, or can we still see kind of a committee situation?
No, I think that Dusty will stabilize the bullpen and set on one guy and kind of get a little rhythm back there and get guys comfortable in their roles.
How much did Doolittle's dominance against lefties this year jump off the page?
You know, he's done that for the majority of his career. We like the fact that he can get left-handers and right-handers out, and fills up the strike zone and attacks hitters. And I think that's important for both Ryan and for Sean. And it's part of the reason that they're so appealing to us.
When you were looking at the market, were you targeting guys that had control beyond this year?
You know, it's always important for us. Last year we did a rental deal with Melantz, and it worked out great for us. He was terrific. But it's often nice, if at all possible, to get guys that'll be with you for a while. It makes the sting of trading off prospects a little easier to handle. It's good to know that these guys will be around us for a while.
Will they join you in Anaheim, or will they meet you here tomorrow?
I think that we're not sure yet. Our traveling secretary is going to check on the flights. I know both of them. I talked to both of them. They're extremely excited about getting in the mix and pitching for a playoff contender, and they're very excited about it.
Do you anticipate this being it for trades before the deadline, or are you still working out them?
Well, I think that we've done what we came to do at the trade deadline. That's not to say that we're gonna stop scouting, and as we've shown in the past, if there's an opportunity to improve the ball club, we'll certainly continue to be aggressive and try and help us out any way we can.
Dusty Baker and the Nationals come out way on top against the Reds on Sunday as they win 14-4. Here's Baker on the victory.
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, we. If you're on my team, everybody plays. And, you know, we expect them to do the job, which they are. And, you know, we had a big offensive production today. Did some home runs in this home run park. And Tanner, you know, he threw the ball great, you know. Made a couple errors that turned into runs. And one of them was a walk that turned into a run. But other than that, I mean, Tanner threw the ball outstanding. Well, it looked like it hit the ground where I was because we were blocked out by Homer. But the home plate umpire called him out, and then he was overruled by the first base umpire that it hit the ground. And I don't know. I wasn't privileged to the replay, so I don't know if it hit the ground or not. And, you know, the first inclination of the home plate umpire is that it's strike three and call him out. But like I said, he was overruled by the first base umpire because I saw him, I could hit the ground versus a safe side. So it's okay, it worked out fine.
Tanner's been saying over the last couple of outings that he feels like he was getting close. Mm-hmm. And obviously they showed that.
Well, it did. And I think that relief stint helped him. You know, he came in behind, and he threw five or six innings, and he threw the ball excellent that day. And so he can build off of that. And just told him to start his season all over. So, you know, he's 1-0 in the second half, and hopefully he can build on that.
And obviously, this happened officially while you guys are out there close right. to the trade. Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we needed some help. We got two quality guys, and, you know, both of them have been closers at some point in time. You know, they got what they wanted. You know, some young players in Trinan, which you hate to give up Trinan, but you got to give up something to get something. And so, you know, we got two proven, you know, major leaguers. Like I said, both of them have been closers to shore up the back end of our bullpen. So hopefully everybody can, you know, settle back into, you know, their roles. And, you know, everybody can relax.
Who closes now?
I'm not sure. I got to talk to Bob Melvin. Like I said, both of them have closed. I know both of them have had, you know, some arm problems in the past, so it could be both of them. You know what I mean? So, you know, we'll see.
Who starts for you on Tuesday? Have you decided?
We've decided, but we can't say right now.
Series wraps up on Monday. Steven Strasburg will take the hill for the Nationals. He'll face the Reds' Scott Feldman.